This is Wednesday, the 19th day of the season of Lent. The scripture reading is Mark 6, 47 to 52. Later that night, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars, because the wind was against them. Shortly before dawn, he went out to them, walking on the lake. He was about to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out, because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." Then he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves. Their hearts were hardened. In this story, we find that the disciples were paddling against the wind. Anyone who has experienced this knows how frustrating it is. All momentum seems against you. Any moment you stop paddling, you start moving backwards. It is exhausting. Where in your life does it feel like you are paddling against the wind? Where is life difficult? Give this to God. Listen again to God's word. Later that night, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars, because the wind was against them. Shortly before dawn, he went out to them, walking on the lake. He was about to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out, because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." Then he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves. Their hearts were hardened. Lakes and oceans have a symbolic meaning in Scripture. It is a place of chaos, where things are unexpected and dangerous. It is interesting, in this passage, Jesus is walking on the lake. Jesus is able to travel along that which is unexpected and frightening. Notice the words he says to these exhausted and frightened followers. Take courage. Where in your life do you need courage? Spend some time, and with hands open in prayer, allow God's Spirit to give you strength and courage.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.